created live on Fireside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Razy. Today, I'm going to be reviewing Prime Hydration Drink. I ran 16 miles this morning as I'm preparing for my Los Angeles Marathon, 17th consecutive LA Marathon, this March 19th, 2023, and it'll be my 50th, no, not 50th, I'm selling myself short here, it'll be my 58th total marathon. I've seen this drink before at Walmart, and I didn't really think much of it. I always see new drinks, I'm always going to different fitness expos, or when I go pick up my bib for a race or do a jiu-jitsu tournament or basketball tournament, they're always usually typically giving out some sort of free drinks, free samples. So I didn't pay no attention to this one, but it caught my eye because I think within the last week, these bottles have been selling for about $9 up to $29 each on eBay. And all the hype seems to be coming from the UK. I looked up the video on the internet, and it kind of looks to me like maybe it was staged. It's only a couple young kids, maybe around 9, 10, 11. It's not like a major crowd. And you know, they're obviously Jake Paul or Logan Paul. I forget. I think it's Logan Paul's drink, actually. Logan Paul and some YouTube influencer named KSI, I think his name is. I actually never heard of him before, but I'm going to be reviewing three of them before. I'm going to be reviewing three of them today. The first one I'm going to be reviewing, never had it, is called Lemon Lime, and this is the Prime drink. This is by Logan Paul. I'm also going to be trying, and this is for the first time, trying the orange one. And then he also has strawberry watermelon. From my understanding, he has about 9 flavors, and I of course I always do research. I'm going to try this lemon one here first. And I always do research beforehand. I saw some videos for the nutritionist, and is it healthy? Is it good for you? And, you know, he has a couple videos where he's bashing Gatorade and a couple Liquid IV, a couple other drinks that are, I guess, popular. I've never actually used Liquid IV before, but I know it's popular. Depending on, you know, what you are doing, what type of activity. Gatorade is not really meant for you to just say, watch Netflix and chill and drink Gatorade. It has way too much sugar for you to be doing that. It's, you know, it was designed as a sports drink, meaning you're pushing your limits, things like that. So let me go ahead and try this one. As I mentioned, 16 miles. All I had was some coffee and then I got really busy. So let's try this one here. It's actually really good tasting, refreshing. I like it. I like lemon lime. It actually tastes like the typical Gatorade lemon lime. So this right here is a 500 milligram bottle, and Gatorade sells this version as well. The thing about the Prime, and I'm going to give some details on it. The thing about the Prime versus Gatorade, I didn't have chance to look into all the Gatorade. A lot of the drinks vary how many calories and how much sugar, all depending on the flavor. The good thing so far about Prime is it doesn't matter what flavor you get. It all contains the same amount of sugar. Everything is the same across the board. So as far as, oh, well, I got this flavor, it's got more sugar, you don't have to worry about that. So, and the reason why I want to pour it as well is because they're all supposed to have no color. This one does look like a little bit of color to me. It's not quite see-through like water 100%, but there no artificial colors versus Gatorade. Let's see. Now, all the Prime drinks do have 10% coconut water. So that is one of the ways they sweeten it. As far as sugar, this has 2 grams of sugar. And as I mentioned, that's all across the board on all their flavors. 2 grams of sugar, and it's really no added sugar. So really the way they sweeten it is through artificial flavors. Gatorade, to give you an example, Gatorade is 20 grams and most of it is added sugar. And that's on the cool blue one. Because as I mentioned, depending on Gatorade and the flavor, you could actually see that vary. Calories. The cool blue of Gatorade has 120 calories. And this one has 25 calories. And all of them have 25 calories. So a lot of people, from what I was looking at, people think automatically, oh, less calories, it's better for you. It depends what you're doing. You know, if I'm running a marathon and I'm losing a lot of calories, I may want those calories. If your goal is just to work out, stay hydrated, and you're trying to lose weight possibly, then that's where you may want to consider something like the Prime. The Prime to me is more of a drink where it's for you to enjoy it. I don't really feel it's designed for athletes. It in some ways it's healthier, but that's because it's not really meant, compared to the other drinks that I've had, to help you as far as in your pursuit. And then let's see here. As far as carbohydrates, the Gatorade has 29 and the Prime drink has 6. So I would say those are the major differences besides the price. This is actually more expensive than a Gatorade when I noticed it. And this is at Walmart. I don't know if they sell it at any other stores. Yeah, this is good. I like it. I'm a fan. Yeah, this one's good. I'll be trying the other two flavors as well. And while I sip on this, the other ones, I'm not going to do a glass. I just wanted to kind of show you. And for myself, I watch a lot of YouTube. So there's a YouTuber, he does, I think it's called Food Theory, or the Food Theory. No, yeah, it's Food Theory. And he did a whole show on gummy bears and flavor. And basically, they added flavor to clear gummy bears and they gave it to people to try and to see how color affects the brain. So they would purposely flavor a gummy bear a different flavor and then add a different color. So to see if it's more your mind, if you think it's actually, you know, more of a placebo. But in general, people do like to see color. The results from that, and you can go YouTube it. The results from that was that more people prefer to see color and that you get more sales from adding color. So I thought that was pretty interesting right there. If anybody listening from the UK is, I know I got some UK listeners. If you need some of this, hit me up. I won't charge as much as the people I see charging on the internet. It's ridiculous, and I pretty much will accept any form of payment that's legal. As I was researching this as well, you know, Logan Paul has been in the news because people are questioning the products that he's offering to you. He's been in the news because of Crypto Zoo or something like that. I believe it was some sort of Web3 game that he promised was going to be good. Made a lot of promises on it. And oh, by the way, for everybody listening in, if you hear little kids screaming, I am not killing anybody. The neighbors decided to throw a party, and really there's nothing I can do about that, so hopefully it's not too bad. But with the microphone and the headphones, I definitely hear little kids screaming. So this is pretty good. And so I'm watching what's going on. There's another YouTuber named Coffeezilla. And I guess he does like investigations. I started watching him and Logan Paul. And people are saying, is Logan Paul just basically pitching you stuff? Does he even really care what he's selling to you? He's trying to take some responsibility for what happened, people losing money in that. But to me, it's kind of surprising how lately, from what I've been seeing, and I'm going off topic a little bit because it is involving Logan Paul, but I'm going to consider myself still a fairly new podcaster. This is episode 175. I'm going on, I think in May will be 2 years. And they always say pretty much in anything and in sports, and I do an NLP. They basically always say success leaves clues. So you want to study the best. You want to see what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're editing, What are they doing to have people listen longer? So I'm looking at some of the top YouTubers, Lex Friedman, who's actually a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and I'd either love to have him on my show or him have me on his show. And then there's a guy named Lee Tech, and I've been watching him, and CoffeeZilla, just because of Logan Paul, it just popped up. You know how the algorithm is. And they've all been kind of like bashing each other. And I'm like, you know, once you get to a certain level and you have so much money, you're able to just kind of pay for stuff, pay for editors, for copyrights, for all these licenses. You know, you think, oh, you know, they're doing it all the legit way. But, you know, I saw that Lee Tech guy saying that he's using his image without his permission. And then a couple, maybe like 2 months ago, Lex Friedman had Kanye West, and he did a, you know, like a little snippet, basically a preview of the podcast, and he put something about porn, and he put a model named Abigail Ratchet for it, and I happened to see it on her story that day saying she didn't give him permission to do it. So all these top YouTubers seem to be just going at each other and using everything, thumbnails without permission, when this whole time I thought you guys were legit. So it goes to show you, maybe you shouldn't believe everything an influencer tells you. Right now they're going at it, maybe for ratings. Who knows what's going on? But Logan Paul, you know, he's, because of that, he's been in the news a lot. There's rumors he will return to the Royal Rumble tomorrow. He's got a lot of going on where, you know, that's to me the surprising thing. I hear he's not really the actual owner of this, and neither is that KSI, that they're just like the face. But that, you know, you get those type of opportunities where you get to fight Mayweather and you've been doing it for a long time, which I'm not hating or anything like that. But it just makes you want to question what they're selling you to see if it's actually beneficial for you or for their pocketbook. Like, for example, I've been doing this show for a while and I've had some supplement companies come to me and different companies say, hey, we'll pay you if you want to talk about this vitamin or talk about this product, but I've never used your product and I didn't like your product when I tried it, and I just can't sell you something that it's not going to be beneficial in my opinion. I'm not a fan of supplements. I don't believe most supplements work just because we don't really know the actual ingredients and from what I've learned and how they make them. So I'm just, you know, I'm not into trying to pitch something to you that's not going to work, because my whole thing was when I started this show is I was in banking and I was just very, very unhappy. Whole time working out, training jiu-jitsu, playing basketball, running, helping a few people complete their first marathons, get in shape. And then I just really got tired of the bank, the way it was going, what you had to say. And so I walked away and I'm like, I'm going to help people train. And then I figured I can actually reach more people by talking to them about fitness and sports. So that's what I'm doing. And then, you know, those opportunities come and it's not like, sure, who doesn't want to get paid? But I didn't walk away from a job of where they made me sell products that I didn't believe in and I didn't feel that they were actually beneficial, to just get all caught up in it again for the money, to be like, oh, let me sell you this product to be beneficial. But I'm also not the type to be like, hey, check out, go to my Patreon, send me some cash. So if you do want to support the show, you like what I offer, you like the content that I create, you can click on the link and you can actually support the show and you get a t-shirt. There's 4 different styles to choose from. I actually just launched my store yesterday. I'm looking, this shirt, I'll show it to you. It says Athletic Definition, and there's a black version with red writing, and then there is a white version with black writing and red writing, and that's just to get started. My goal, because it's all about fitness and athletics, is to get that different material that you typically use when you go run, the dry fit basically. The dry fit to me works the best. I really want to get products like that, but this is just kind of to get going, because I do keep getting offers from companies. And you know, if you're going to come at me, I'm like, it's a lot of work that you want me to do just to represent you. I'm like, I'd rather just represent what I believe in until something good comes along that I align with. So For now, the only thing, if you want to support the show, you can click on the link and buy a t-shirt. I do have more things coming, more things in store, especially for the end of the year. As everybody knows, I love Christmas, so I do a whole Merry Fitness Adventure. All right, we're going to be trying the orange drink now, and let's see how this one tastes. Now, I'm going to say, I think this one has color. So I don't think that they're actually as advertised where I saw no art. Yeah, I could see color on this one. So scratch what I said earlier about them not having actual, that they're all with no color. They do have color, this one, but it does taste good. It tastes good. It tastes good. I don't taste like the artificial sweetener or anything like that. I guess the only thing with this, and anytime you drink too much coconut water, you know, coconut water is diuretic, so it could make you go to the bathroom a lot. That's something you want to be mindful of, especially like if you're doing like, just for example, like you get coconut oil and then you're doing a smoothie in the morning, then you're drinking 10% coconut water here, so it could add up. Then you may not even notice. This one is a strawberry watermelon. Let's try this one here. And this one also, I can clearly tell it's a pink color to the drink. So this one also has coloring. It's good too. It's good. I think on this one, I taste more the strawberry than the watermelon. But overall, like really good flavors. Getting back to when I went to Walmart, I think this was $1.88. And then what CRV in California is like 10 cents. So it's like $2.10 something. And I think in the UK they sell for $2.50. Overall, they're good compared to a Gatorade, which I think was $1.44. So with the CRV, $1.50 something. I'm not sure if Prime is worth the 50 cents more roughly. But as I mentioned, if you're just going to be in not active and you're just kind of looking for a good flavorful drink to hang out at home all the time, because I think that's part of the problem. People took sports drinks that have way, way, way too much sugar and they're consuming them and it's just not good for you, especially that all that added sugar. I can't remember the name of the doctor, Dr. Ada, I think his name is. I was just watching him, a little short interview with him and another doctor, and they were talking about fruit juices, that those are really worse for you, that the occasional sports drinks, especially if you're being active, aren't all that bad. By the way, none of this is medical advice. Just things that I experience and I'm curious about in my whole fitness journey. Today's training, the 16 miles felt great, feeling stronger. I did 9 miles on Thursday, so today I thought I would be a little bit tired, and I've always been a notorious slow starter. My engine takes longer to get going, especially the older I get. So I took it easy the first 8 miles and then try to do a negative split, which basically means go faster the next 8 miles than the previous eight. And I was able to pull it off. And for years, I couldn't do that. So definitely working, building your base. Basically, you are what you train for. So if you want to have a good performance, you got to put in the work. Doesn't really matter, you know, the 5-day challenge, 30 days challenge, it could all work, but as long as you do the work, some of it might be just kind of a temporary, may not last long and might actually have more negative or side effects. But sometimes just to get the momentum going, if something gets you going and then from there you could learn more and progress and, you know, get some coaching, some professional, some dietitian, just depending on what your goal is. If it's peak performance or A lot of people that I know in jiu-jitsu, they do worry about weight because of weight cutting for the tournaments. Me, I never really wanted to go super, super low just to try and increase my chances of winning or placing in the tournament. I would just kind of, I know my weight pretty much what it is all the time, and I just try to maintain that weight. Sometimes you do have to change your nutrition around a little bit because the gi weighs like 5 pounds. So if you're being weighed with a gi, depending on where you're weighing it, you might actually have to do some cutting, but I'm not doing like no 10, 20 pound cutting. So that's why I'm saying when it comes to sports drinks and what you're using it for, I could see benefits to both. Gatorade, I just don't recommend it just to be hanging out all day at home, just drinking them, especially on a daily basis. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I just thought this was interesting. I will be doing a couple more shows. I had a couple more shows that I'm working on, but so much has been going on. And I also will be having all new guests coming. I'll be having a yoga guest. I will be having a brainwave entrainment guest. I will be having some basketball guest. A little bit of everything. Excited from the news of Fireside now that we're going to be able to have basically pretty much everybody has access now. So because of that, I've had people waiting for like a year and a half to be my guest, and I'm excited to bring them on. And geez, I think it's been about over a year, Dean, you and me, we keep missing each other. I can't wait to have you on here, Mr. Karnassus. It's been a long time just trying to get you on the show. I already read your book, and I got another book of you that you sent me. So I'm looking forward for you to come on. We can talk about your book. See, and of course, I follow you on social media, so I see you running all over the world and many more guests. As I mentioned, I'm also working on a lot of more things to be able to provide to you guys, so that if you do want to support the show, besides sharing, liking, and going back, checking out some past episodes, I have everything from jiu-jitsu to a blind surfing champion to Steve Maxwell, fitness pioneer, kettlebell pioneer, one of the first black belts in jiu-jitsu, as well as Steve Cotter, who trained with Steve Maxwell. And actually now he's into jiu-jitsu. He just got I think he's now in his purple belt. So, and he started late like me. So another great interview. Go ahead and check that one out as well. And plenty more from kinesthetic coaches to a little bit of everything. We got football coming up this weekend. Excited about that. I'm looking forward to, in case you guys didn't know, I am a 49er fan, and it's not just because they're winning. I've been a Niner fan since I was a little kid. My first memories is seeing Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and Roger Craig and John Taylor and Tom Rathman and Ronnie Lott. And to me, I think it was really Jerry Rice, just the way I heard about his commitment to working out and training. He was one of my first influences. Bruce Lee was one of my first influences. And then boxers were some of my first influences as far as sports. I'm glad my parents never really let me do that, because now that we know what we know about brain damage, even though that's what I love, I probably would have had some brain damage if they would have let me pursue that. But regardless, I still do it here and there. I don't spar as much as I used to. I do like to do jiu-jitsu. Hopefully I get to go tomorrow, and then we'll see. If I have some time, I'll hop in tomorrow, and I have a couple more shows planned before all the guests start coming, returning. So if you want to know, want to be alerted, be sure to fire me on Fireside. You will get an alert, know when I do my next show. I typically do them on Friday. Today I'm a little late, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this just because I saw it at Walmart, and I've been hearing a lot of hype, and I think they're worth it, but I definitely would not pay over $2 for that drink. And just when you watch Logan Paul, just know that not everything he's saying about the drink, and even though I'm not saying sugar, you should just go and drink a bunch of Gatorade. Sometimes sugar is needed. I'm telling you, when you're on mile 20 and you're dying and you've been hitting that pace, a little sugar definitely helps. I drank like a 8 ounce Gatorade today, and I felt the difference. So definitely, I'm checking to see here. I'm looking at the comments here. Thank you, Fletcher, for being here. Yeah, accidents can happen anywhere. And thank you. As I mentioned, thank you everybody for joining it. It's a hope you enjoyed this review. This is actually the second review I've done. Actually the third review. I did another review and it was on ice cream. Those dry ice cream, because I also like trails. So if you go hiking, you always see that trail food. The next review of food I want to do, I just don't really know. They're kind of expensive. They're like almost $12 for a completely dehydrated meal of lasagna. And I just want to try it. Usually when I go, I hardly camp. When I do camp, I take different food, not freeze dry, but sometimes when you're on the trails for a long time, like 8 hours, that's when you might need something like that. And I always just kind of wondered. So I'll probably do that one next. Just, man, some of those are, it's like scrambled eggs. I'm like, how good or bad could that taste? They got lasagna and a couple other flavors. So I'll definitely be doing some more reviews. But if you want to check out the past one, you can go to Coach Ray's YouTube channel and see one that the ice cream. I did the vanilla one on my Coach Ray and Athletic Definition. You can check out the chocolate mint review, as well as over 174 videos to check out there. So thank you everybody for joining today. Appreciate everybody in the audience. Till next week. Oh, actually this Monday. Yeah, this Monday, I also do a show here with my co-host Ty, and it's called Drunks, emphasis on run and drunks. When you run a marathon, at the very end, there's a beer garden where you get to drink a beer. And basically, so what we do is we get beer and we drink it. We talk about the workout we did to earn the beer. And so it's basically a beer review show with fitness. So join us tomorrow, 7 p.m., and we will be reviewing, it's called, I think what we will be reviewing, I'm waiting to hear from my friend Ty today. It's called Solvent IPA. So there's a little city kind of going north from Los Angeles. And it looks like the old, I can't remember the country now, but it's like the wooden fans and it's slipping my mind right now, but so I've actually never been there. A lot of people I know go there. Found out there's a brewery there. He's going there today with his family. So he's going to pick up some IPAs from there. And those ones should be the ones we'll be reviewing Monday. So if you want to join us on that, and then we'll talk about working out and drinking beer. And then after that, I will be back next week on Friday. So thank you everybody for joining once again. My name is Coach Ray Z. And I will see you next time.